It's Tuesday, and welcome to Tokash Shorts, the new show that's tentatively looking forward to Mass Effect. I'm Nas.
I'm Jason.
I'm Rusty.
And, are we looking forward to the next Mass Effect? I think Jason is, and I think me and Rusty are sitting on the sidelines just kind of like, maybe.
Maybe.
Well, that's because y'all were Andromeda haters, and I was...
I didn't hate Andromeda.
I was okay with Andromeda.
It's kind of like if you had a sandwich that was a peanut butter and jelly, but you forgot the jelly and the peanut butter was always safe. Like, it was passable. It was edible. But we just came back from, like, a wonderful, like, Dagwood into this super plain peanut butter and jelly peanut butter and wheat bread sandwich.
It was the wheat bread sandwich. Yeah, it's not the good wheat bread. It's the stuff that kind of has the stone ground bits still in there. It was rough.
Yeah, lots of fiber and a pasture.
They tried to do something different, and I appreciated it.
So yeah, the next Mass Effect is better be knock your socks off good.
Yeah, I think we were just talking about this before the show started. There's been more years of bad BioWare games than there has been of good BioWare games. We had a good run between Knights of the Old Republic. Well, let's say Jade Empire, right? Jade Empire and Mass Effect 3. So about 12 years, and now we're pushing 13 years of trash BioWare games. So they're kind of like half great, half awful.
I don't think trash is the right word. I think that it's subpar.
Mediocre. Like
when you look at the history of BioWare games and try to remove the rose-colored glasses, right? You end up looking at some relatively simple games that were defining in what they did. And when they tried to iterate on that, they just continued to fail to meet the player expectation, or they were trying to sell something. And honestly, that's been their downfall. They can't just return to their roots because everybody expects more of them. And they are, currently kind of surrounded by, the board directors saying sell more things, right?
So they're just like,
they're kind of screwed.
Yeah, they're kind of in this place where it really seems to me it's happened since they've joined EA, right? Basically, that was when everything went downhill. But Jason.
Well, I mean, the first game they released under the EA banner was
Inquisition. No.
Was
Dragon Age 2.
And then you had Star Wars Old Republic, the MMO, which is still out there, still viable, but
okay. The story parts of that of the MMO are great. Like that was BioWare storytelling with EA's like monetization slapped onto it, right? I think the end of BioWare's good storytelling happens in the MMO.
I think BioWare needs to scrap whoever's been directing games the last few years and get a new writer. So maybe hire Chris Avalon for game development. I know he was blacklisted until he got exonerated. But that guy is kind of like the secret sauce between a lot of great RPGs over the last 20 years. And they need a brand new head of writing and game design right now. Bad.
Yeah. Well, good new talent actually pop up here too. That would be.
If we could find it.
They're out there. It's just whether or not the companies want to spend or actually like roll the dice on them, right? It's hard to do in the gaming space because so many dollars are tied up into this thing. You really can't roll the dice on something. You kind of have to look honestly look at the indie space. There's some really good storytellers out in the indie space. You know, those people right in that space, and we're always been a proponent of indies, right? That's the stepping stone. And companies like BioWare and EA need to be looking at these, you know, at the talent, not the studio, right? Look at the talent and be like, hey, we don't want necessarily to buy up your whole studio, but your writers and your ideas, we can bring you on for that, you know, and allow them to have the autonomy to be able to do what they need to do and make, you know, do what they do well. That kind of fostering the talent doesn't happen as much these days because it's always a business decision, right? There's always something in the, you know, the bigger, you know, entity swallowing the smaller entity and a lot of the talent that's not being used just ends up getting, you know, spit out, right?
Agreed to a certain point, right? There's also a lot of people that left BioWare because they want to do something different.
That's true.
Especially after Mass Effect 3, you know, that was a huge team that, they'd done Dragon Age 2, they'd done Mass Effect 3, you know, they were ready to move on to something different. There was a good part of the team that left of their own because they wanted to.
I get the flip side, right? I understand, like, you know, doing devil's advocate on my own point here. You end up running into if you try new writers, you end up running into possibly, you know, having another Veilguard situation, right? Where the writing has
was incredibly sanitized.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. It was incredibly sanitized. And I don't think, you know, if we look at it as a whole, right, they released banger after banger basically ever since the original Baldur's Gate in 98, right? Like, they had that. They did MDK2. They did Baldur's Gate 2, Shadows of Om. They did Neverwinter Nights. All successful. Then they went and did KOTOR. Extremely successful. Jade Empire was a fairly successful game. That probably didn't sell as well because it was locked to Xbox, but released on PC a few years later. Mass Effect was huge for them.
The first one wasn't real big, though. Like, I didn't even know what it was.
No.
And a mutual friend of the show and very longtime friend of mine, John, from Picking Out the Pixels, was talking about it while me and him were playing D&D. And he's like, oh, yeah, I picked up this game on sale. You need to check out Mass Effect. And he had picked it up on Steam at that time. And I was like, yeah, I'll give it a shot. And I found it on a Christmas sale like 2 years after it released for, I don't know, like $20. I was like, oh, well, the combat's a little rough, but the storytelling's really good. And that's what hooked me. And then when Mass Effect 2 came out, that kind of feel like that's their magnum opus. Like, that was literally their best game. That and Dragon Age Origins.
It is their magnum opus. It is their magnum opus, that and Dragon Age Origins.
But it's just, those games are so far back at this point. Both of
which released back-to-back years, right? They had like two different teams working on that. And then of course you had Mass Effect 3, Dragon Age 2 and Mass Effect 3, both wildly successful games as far as sales.
Dragon Age 2 is the second worst one. Like, in my head, it goes Origins 3, 2, and Veilguard doesn't even belong on the list. Because
But then after that, I would say, you know, when you start seeing the dodginess in the story writing, though, when it came to Inquisition, when it came to Mass Effect Andromeda, you start to see the slip because, you know, several other writers had left at that point. And then just the massive failure that was Anthem, I think really rocked them hard.
I think
Andromeda, despite the negative press and social media impressions early on, still sold really well for them. It's still, you know, people still go back and play it, even if it had its chunkiness in the beginning.
Anthem was I have hot takes on Anthem.
Anthem like, was just
so the hot take I have on Anthem is I don't think that was a Bauer failure. That was an EA failure.
I believe so. Yeah, I think EA rushed it.
So the world itself, like the idea and the premise behind Anthem, I was behind. I could get into that game. Like I even wanted to and gave it a try. It would have worked if it had not been for a lot of the failures that definitely stunk of EA. And you know that, and there was also a some fatigue on the, you know, the whole games as a service thing. So it's unfortunate what happened to it. It could have been a much better game or a good franchise that would have basically replaced you know, things like Destiny 2 for, you know, for a lot of people. But it never got off the ground.
But then Valgard came out and we were all like, you're killing me, Smalls. So Valgard definitely tempers my expectations, but knowing that it's a different story writing team than Valgard gives me a little bit of hope. But I am trying to keep myself from being overly excited about Mass Effect 4's release. And to that extent, we'd ask you guys, what do you think? Leave us a comment. Let us know. And then find full episodes of our podcast, guys, at tiltcast.com. Of course, you can find full episodes here as well at youtube.com/tiltcastshorts. Search for the audio versions of this podcast on iTunes and Spotify and come back on Thursday for more news.
All right. See you guys Thursday.